Welcome back to Autism, A New Perspective, the podcast show where we help you understand what is going on in the mind of your child. And we encourage you that growth for your child is possible. I'm Kat Lee, and in this week's special podcast, I talked with the developer of RDI Connect, Dr. Steve Gutstein, about parents, autism, and RDI in 2025. Let's listen in. I wanted to talk to you today about something I feel very redundant on, which is for 30 years, I think you've been working on RDI. Is that right? Am I in the right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. You have been saying that parents are the main guides. They are the first guides. They are the main guides. It's not, as you always point out, it's not something you just dreamed of. That culturally, as you look across cultures, there's lots written research. But what keeps coming back to me as I continue to meet new parents, whether they're the parents of a four-year-old or the parents of a 20-year-old, et cetera, and I'm meeting parents of all age groups, is this lack of empowerment for guiding their children. And I sometimes feel like our world at this point is just, maybe this isn't the right analogy, but a hamster on a wheel, like where the parents aren't getting that break to learn to guide their children. Do you feel that way sometimes? For the parents, Dr. Gutstein?
Well, I think that's really an interesting comment you made, that parents aren't getting a break to guide their children. Because if you think about where resources have gone traditionally in autism, it's not to give parents a break so that they can guide their children or get the groceries done so then they can guide their children. It's to sort of replace them with other people coming in, and have other people interacting with that child, engaging with the child, which does give parents a break, but it doesn't give parents a way to learn how to engage mindfully with their child. And I think that, you know, I've always said, if you're going to hire somebody or if there's money available for resources, is, yeah, you know, give yourself if you can hire somebody to hang out with the kid while you have to get the groceries done, laundry done, whatever, or just rest. And then it allows you to take a breath and allows you to relax a little bit so that you can then mindfully engage with that child. That's the way to use resources. I don't know if that's what you were getting at with when you talked about that parents not engaged, because I think that is the issue, is, you know, how do we allocate resources here? And I think the idea of having extenders and having aides and having all those people is great, but they're not the ones who are going to make the difference. What they're going to do, if we use them correctly, is they're going to be the ones who give you the chance then to, you know, take a breath, have a life, and then plan and prepare to actually have meaningful engagements with that child. And I think in many cases, if that's not happening, then parents are just, you know, just stressed out or in a crisis mode and aren't going to be able to really learn how to be and have the energy to be experiencing guides with their children. And I think it's difficult these days to, you know, so many parents are having to work and or may have multiple children, living paycheck to paycheck, whatever. And so it's difficult for them to be able to actually carry out guiding. And that's true, you know, for every child, not just children with autism, right? And yeah. But especially for children with autism who, you know, who need that mindful guiding, who, you know, aren't going to raise themselves. I also think that in different cultures, there's also an emphasis on different family members too. I mean, we talk about parents, but obviously as a grandparent, I've been very involved in guiding my grandchildren. And I spend, you know, a lot of days in the week with them. And there are other people, there are other families where there's several generations who are involved. And I think that's an incredible resource when you have it, to function as guides. And there's cultures where they become, you know, the elders become the major guides, or other people in the village, whatever, if you think about it, taking a village. So, I think that when we talk about parents, we talk about people in a parental role. And what does that mean these days? What is a parental role? Is it just taking your kid here and there and there and there and dropping them off? Is it, providing food and, well, yeah, survival, certainly, elements. But, I think we have to be clear about what a parental role is, and then hopefully that there are people involved with that child or that person who can function in that parental guide role. Because I think, if you look at every culture in the world, that someone who is able to have joint experiences with a child who's more experienced, who can then transfer their experience or provide experiences for that person are invaluable in every culture. Yeah, there's nothing in RDI, there's nothing unique in that idea, right? That's a universal concept. That's something that has always been the key for child development, hasn't it?
Well, that brings me
Sure.
to another point, which is I don't think this should be controversial, and I'm almost laugh because it shouldn't be controversial that parents need guiding from guides to help them know how to guide their children. They need training, if you will, to know
Yeah,
how to do that.
for children with autism. And we start out with the assumption that most of our parents are capable of guiding a typically developing child, right? And that this is different because this is a child who isn't providing the necessary ingredients, if you will, for a guiding relationship. They're not initially providing what any parent needs to be an intuitive guide. So all that those you could be the best intuitive guide in the world, and of course you're going to fail if you have a child with autism. That's the essence of autism, isn't it? That's how we define autism. Autism is we define as a relationship between a parent who is very capable of functioning with a as a guide for a typically developing child, or what we call intuitive guiding, but has a child who isn't supplying what the parent needs to be able to be successful, which we take for granted with children, right? And that's the essence of autism, right? And so we define autism as a child who, because of their vulnerabilities, prenatally, genetic, whatever the combination of vulnerabilities, isn't able to provide or hasn't moved into what we call a growth-seeking mode, where they're doing the actions, the providing the motivation, the commitment, the all the things we expect infants to do, to explore, to experiment, to try to master their world, but mostly to also embrace someone or some adults in their world to help them to become more competent and more capable. That these are children who are, as infants, were not able to make that developmental step. Take that developmental step and are still hungering for stability, right? Wanting to live in a static world, are withdrawing or disengaging from the more dynamic world. And so parents who want to promote the growth of their child are stymied in doing that. That's the essence of autism. That's how we define it.
So I do think you have come up with such a beautiful plan for training parents, because with RDI, you take not just the child into consideration, but you put so much emphasis on parent education, especially in the beginning, so parents know what it is they're learning to do. And how did you know way back 30 years ago that you had to do that? Because I watched this evolve in you. And grow, I mean, you always knew it, and then you just built it, and you built it, and you built it. I don't think a lot of people know that you continually worked to improve your model for parent education.
Yeah, and I think there's still a long way to go. I come out of a family therapy emphasis where I used to, in fact, I used to be the director of training in family therapy for Baylor Medical School when I was young, my younger days. But I came out of that systems model where the family really was the key to children's development. a very controversial term. And so to help children develop, we have to have families that are functioning optimally, or in the best that they can. I also came out of the model where we talk about growth rather than pathology, and we talk about how do we construct environments that are growth oriented. And that has to do with family, that has to do with parents. And to try to find the resources and try to find the ways for any individual family. And when I say parents, again, I'm talking about often extended families as well, and networks of people who are invested in that child's development. We're not talking about professional supports. We're talking about people who are invested in being a family. And that's really what a family is. So I come out of that tradition. I mean, that's the work I did before I even got involved in autism. And I did it with just an enormous different populations. In fact, I did it with returning Vietnam veterans. I did it with heroin addicts. We worked on this model with very severely suicidal adolescents, children with eating disorders, teenagers with eating disorders at Texas Children's Hospital. So the investment in family is something I've done, and preparing and parents, is something that just comes out of everything that I've done over the last 45 years or so that I've been involved in this field, from the very beginning. And probably that comes out of my own investment, not really having those resources in my own family. After my mother died at a young age, my father was so invested in work, and my relatives weren't really around. And the hardships I had to go through in my own development, and the fact that I'm still alive, which is remarkable. But growing up in New York City without that type of family guidance, without that type of family support, realizing that, yeah, sometimes it's possible, but it's very unlikely. It's very risky. I've been very invested in trying to find those resources with whatever population I worked with. And I thought, and with autism, it's just a natural thing, isn't it? It also is part of the tradition of any kind of child development. I mean, it's all through the child development literature, right? It's not something I created. The issue of trying to figure out ways to support families to do their job, right? To do what they want to do. And understanding that that's true of every unique culture, that we have to understand the culture, we have to understand the individuals who are in that parenting role, and how what they need to be competent. I mean, that's run through everything I've done. And rather than blaming people or pathologizing them, is to try to find their heroism, to try to see their strength, to try to provide the resources so they can be competent. And to find sometimes just to try to find people who can function in that role when the actual parents themselves were not able to do that, was part of the work that I had to do. So, I think it's just something inherent. And then the idea that we have to keep working on how do we help parents, is everybody ready to learn in an educational sense? Do some people need more emotional support? Do they need to help in moving out of a crisis mindset, which is a natural mindset you get into often when you have a child with autism, or the more is better mindset, and having them just helping people to slow down and move away from sort of a frantic search for services or cures, and to be able to feel that they can be mindful, that they can take the time to gather themselves, and also to provide the means for people to regain their self-esteem. It's a difficult thing to have a child with autism, because you may be getting loved by that child, but you're also getting rejected when you try to guide them. So, on the one hand, yeah, your child may cling to you, may love you, whatever, but they're not letting you do what you need to be doing to help them develop. And you can feel a real sense of rejection from that, along with love. The two can go together. You can feel loved and rejected. I mean, it's a strange thing, right? But you can feel loved and rejected at the same time, depending on what you're doing. And that's very difficult. I think that for many parents, there's a fear of losing that love if they push too hard. On the other hand, if they don't do something, then the child isn't going to be able to develop into a competent person. It's a real dilemma, I think, for parents. And I think different families respond to that in different ways. We have to be very sensitive to that particular family and what they need. I think that's an important thing for our consultants to learn too, is to try to understand the family dynamics, the family issues, the family readiness, what the family environment helped that family to be able to prepare to be mindful guides, right? Those members who are going to do that. I tell consultants and trainees when I do my seminars with them, because I do a couple of week a week, that you start with families where they're ready. And what you want to do is provide some success. And I tell them, if when we start, after they sort of made a commitment to be involved in RDI, if they can do successfully engage for 10 minutes in that week, just 10 minutes successfully, that's a starting point. Rather than telling them to do this and this and this and this, and them unable to do it, you have to be really thinking about, where are we going to start? How are we going to start providing a momentum here, a step? And I've always said that you have to understand the step that each person is ready to take. And if you can do that, you're going to be successful most of the time. You're never going to be successful all the time, but the step is the most important thing. What step are you ready to take right now? How can we provide you an experience where you can have a little bit of success and then build on that, start to build what we call momentum, right? Momentum comes from success. It doesn't come from failure. It doesn't come from one more time when things have not worked. Every one of our families has had more than enough experiences of failure, of things not working out. And I think some of the exhaustion comes from that. Well, we tried this, we've tried this, we tried this, it's not working, and blah, 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 blah. And sometimes we really have to help. One of the biggest things is to help them to slow down their expectations too, because they come to a new thing like RDI and they say, okay, now give me 20 things to do to help this child right now. And we have to be able to say, no, right now you're not ready for 20 things to do. Let's try one thing and let's see, can you, or parents say, I can't do this, I can't do that. And you can say, well, can you do it for 5 minutes? Can you find 5 minutes this week to do something a little bit differently? Where do we start with each person? I think that's one of the most critical things. And hopefully that's a relief for families.
Yeah,
Once
exactly.
those expectations are altered, that you can say, okay, we can start where we're ready, and we can feel like we've been successful. So rather than having a program, rather than having some kind of scripted program where week one you do this, and week two you do this, and week three you do that, and a lot of people are going to drop out on that because, oh, I didn't do it in week one, I couldn't do it. We say, no, let's think about what you're going to be ready for. Anytime we start a new venture, I think that's really important to say, how do we start? That starting is so critical, isn't it? Where do we start from? What are we ready to start from? And sometimes it's really hard to figure out. What are we ready for?
And thanks for joining us for Autism, A New Perspective, the podcast show where we help you understand what is going on in the mind of your child. And we encourage you that growth for your child is possible. I'm Kat Lee. See you next time.